From the earliest days of our history as a nation, the American spirit has been the spirit of freedom. Our founding fathers recognized this desire to be free was put into our hearts by our Creator. The great patriot, Patrick Henry, said, "Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Another of our founding fathers, John Dickinson, said, "The rights essential to happiness, we claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and the Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals." Freedom was in the air the morning the Declaration of Independence was adopted. The bellman climbed to the steeple of Independence Hall and waited for the vote. Suddenly a shout came up from the hall, "Ring, ring!" The bellman hurled the iron tongue of a deadly bull against the side 100 times, proclaiming the words of Leviticus 25:10, which had been prophetically inscribed near the bell's crown, "Proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all the inhabitants thereof."
Upon the shores of blue.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted as though they can't be lost. Yet they can't be maintained accidentally or protected casually. They have been preserved with the spirit of sacrifice by the blood of America's sons and daughters who have dug the trenches, stormed the beaches, flown the missions, nursed the wounds, and endured the hardships. Every generation must be reminded of the debt we owe to those who have fought for what we enjoy. Every generation must step forward to fight for those who have followed. Every American must pause to salute the men and women who have defended and continue to defend what we hold dear. If you are a veteran, will you please stand and honor each of your branches?
Let's go.
I'm going to go off script. Could I ask all of you veterans to please stand up again, Sid?
Sid.
Could I ask all of you that are veterans, if y'all would just stand up for just a moment, please? Thank y'all so much. The unique spirit that has always marked the mind, heart, and soul of America began with the Pilgrims, who came here with a sense of divine purpose. The belief that God had set aside this place and this people as a light for the searching and a haven for the oppressed. Puritan leader John Winthrop wrote, "We are a company professing ourselves fellow members of Christ, knit together by this bond of love. We are entered into covenant with Him for this work. For we must consider that we shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all people are upon us. Scripture has always led us. Faith has strengthened us. Prayer has been our greatest resource. And yet today some want us to ignore or even disown this great spiritual legacy. It's time to stand boldly and echo the words of Patrick Henry. It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's time to remember that we will survive only by the mercy of God. Let us never neglect to bow humbly and pray for God's intervention in the affairs of the United States of America. And let us bring this to